Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, you read about the account in Genesis. On which day did He create pneumonia? Or smallpox? On which day did God create AIDS? Or cancer? Or heart disease? Which day? Not the first. Not the second. Not the third. Not 4/5. See, He rested on the seventh. When did He create it? Sickness, disease, was not deformity, deficiency, was not a part of God's original creation. It entered in because of sin. Man sinned, opened the door to the curse and death. Well, when we're talking about sickness, there would never have been any sickness if there had never been any sin. True or not? There would never have been any poverty, any oppression, depression. There would never have been any sickness if there had never been any sin. It was through sin that death got in. Sickness is incipient death. It is a measure of death working in the body. You get enough sickness in the body, it's dead. Poverty is death. Poverty is death working in your material realm. You get enough poverty in a person's life, they'll literally starve to death for lack of something to eat. Death is the same result. If a lot of poverty will kill you, then a little poverty is not good either. Amen. It's the same evil stuff. Amen. God is not using death to teach His children. If God approved of poverty and sickness and these things, then He would also be approving of what let them in. What brought them in? Sin. Like one individual said, sickness, all these things, is the foul offspring of its father Satan and its mother sin. It's not the work of God. God gets glory in His works. The devil gets glory in his works. The devil's works are stealing and killing and destroying. Poverty, disease, it robs, it steals, it kills, it destroys. The Lord gets glory in life. Yes. He said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He gets glory in you being forgiven of your sin and cleansed and washed and living instead of dying. He gets glory in your needs being met, in you being blessed, not going under. He gets glory in you being healed and healthy and able to serve Him. Amen. What good does it do Him? You can't even get off the bed. Amen. What good does it do God? And you're robbed of half your life. Die young, die prematurely. That doesn't glorify God. He needs every soldier boots on the ground he can get. Yes, sir. And He needs you healthy and strong, going all day and all night. Yes. Don't let the devil lie to you. That's right. Well, maybe this disease is a blessing in disguise. No, it ain't a blessing in disguise or otherwise. It's a curse. And a curse is a curse. And will continue to be a curse. And you and I are not cursed. We're blessed. And if we're forgiven, we got a right to be healed. And it's connected to the same thing. And it's based on the same thing. Now in John 9, if you'd look there, when you mention sickness and sin, a lot of times people begin to get uncomfortable. And a lot of folk will just get outright indignant and angry. If I got a problem, are you suggesting that I've sinned? Are you suggesting you haven't? And yet, the Bible connects it. In fact, I'll just put on the screen, first of all, James 5:14. It says, is there any sick among you? Now, this is New Testament scripture. Let him do what? Call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And what? And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he's committed sins, they'll be forgiven him. Why connect sin and sickness? Why connect them? What did Jesus say? Which one's easier? Verse 16, he keeps going. Confess your faults. Now he's talking about sin. Confess your faults, your mistakes to one another, and pray one for another that you may be healed. Forgiveness and healing. Now having said that, that doesn't mean that if you've got something wrong with you, that it's automatically because you've personally sinned and caused it. That is not true.
That's right.
Although it is true, you can ignore what you know is right and open the door to problems.
Right.
That's true too.
Right.
I mean, if you know doing something's bad for you and you just keep on doing it, well, you missed it.
Amen.
But what if you did blow it? What if you did miss it? Amen. And what if you did have a problem physically? We know somebody takes care of both. We know somebody that takes care of both. Forgives all your iniquities and heals all your diseases. Somebody say all. If I say, well, it may not be all diseases. Well, why can't you say it may not be all iniquities?
Ma'am.
Nope. All has to mean the same thing. Now notice in the 9th chapter of John, you see this, verse 1. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man that was blind from his birth. He was born blind. His disciples asked him, said, Master, who sinned? Who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? So they are saying, somebody sinned. That's why we got this situation and this physical problem. And the reason they would think that way is because through the Old Testament, you see that disease and poverty and all these things is a curse.
Yeah.
That's right.
They knew it's a curse. And you don't get a curse for obeying God.
Amen.
But Jesus said what? Neither one. Neither one. Whose sin caused this baby to be born blind? Well, it wasn't him. He wasn't born yet. How'd he sin? Wasn't him. Well, it must have been his parents. Jesus said, no, it wasn't. It was neither one. You mean you can have a problem and nobody sinned? Yeah, I'll tell you whose fault it is. Adam's.
Amen.
He sinned, and it opened the door to the curse in the earth. He said, neither this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Don't stop there. Verse 4, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. They had not seen the works of God until they saw the healing. They want to fix the blame. Jesus wants to fix the problem. But no, you hear I got a little quiet? Because we're talking about sin and sickness. And oh man, people get in arms about this. Just the mere suggestion. It's a good thing to understand this. That's why the devil wants to keep you away from it. No. It's not necessarily, well, let me back up. Through one man's sin, death entered in.
Amen.
Right?
That's right?
Why is disease in the earth?
Sin.
Because it goes back to the garden.
Yeah.
I mean, animals get diseases. When did they sin? Plants get diseases. When did they sin? And by like token, you could encounter something in your life that you didn't sin and cause it to come.
Right.
What if you weren't even a believer? How would it be going with you? The devil will try to, you know, the enemy's always trying to minister condemnation.
Yes. Right.
Isn't he?
Right.
Such a liar.
Yes.
Such a deceiver. Always trying, well, something's wrong with you. You don't have enough faith. You've missed it in so many ways. Well, you and everybody else around you. But why would you stop there? If you had missed it, if you knew you had missed it. I mean, on one occasion, Jesus told the woman, the man rather, he said, you've been made whole. Go and sin no more, lest the worst thing come on you. Right? So you can do things that's wrong and open the door and have problems. But if you did, you know it. I said, if you did, you know it. And if you don't know it, you don't hunt. Maybe I missed it somewhere. Maybe I missed it somewhere. And maybe you didn't. Maybe you didn't miss it. Maybe the curse is in the earth. Yeah, but I've had such a hard time. What if you were an unbeliever? Where would you be? A lot of you, instead of having tough fights, you'd be gone. Years ago. There's something worse than a tough fight. That's just getting destroyed. Boom. Don't know anything. Don't know how to believe God. Don't know how to fight the good fight of faith. It's not like unbelievers who are not trying to believe God have such rosy, wonderful lives. They're getting hit. They're getting attacked. Same stuff and worse. Why? Just being a human being on the planet.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God who gives me